once again, we get to announce Sanderson Ford is the number one Ford dealership in Arizona for all of 2021. How about that? They won in both sales and complete customer satisfaction. Both categories, they won for the whole year. And you're going to win during the Sanderson Ford President's Day sale that they're running through February 28th. Listen to some of this. Get $2,000 cash back plus 0.9 financing on over 50 new F-150 trucks that are currently in stock. No waiting. They're on the lot. Get $2,500 cash back plus 1.9% financing on over 30 new Escapes in stock on the lot. No waiting. Purchase from Sanderson Ford with no hassle, no pressure, no nonsense, and no added markups. That's very unique among auto dealerships. No added markups. All right. That's Sanderson Ford right here in Glendale. Number one dealership in Arizona. Number one award-winning dealership in the country. And Ford continues to roll out headline producing vehicles. Again, the newspaper last Saturday had another Ford in its headline. The Bronco has gotten rave reviews since its reintroduction, and now they've got the Raptor Bronco.
Oh, man.
And the journalist calls it Ford Bronco Raptor, a rock-crawling rocket. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Ford keeps bringing out all these vehicles that are absolutely grabbing the headlines, stealing the show, and remaining number one. So when you're shopping new vehicles, take a look at Ford Motor Company. And when taking a look at Ford, you've got to make the trip over to Sanderson Ford in Glendale.
Well, if you're still with us and not on the way, you can welcome back to Rosie on the House. Hey, do you remember how much our family used to love Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big tradition in our house.
Yeah. Well, today we have a rest of the story.
Yes, we do. We
had a homeowner, brand new, beautiful home with a really annoying sound. So we're going to play it for you. We played it a couple weeks ago, and we had dozens of guesses, and we've had many, many calls, people wanting to know what is the rest of the story, and today we have the answer.
The home builder actually took an audio-video recording of the sound. We played it for our listeners. We distributed it through our newsletter subscribers. Gary, you've got that noise potted up?
Actually, I got the original call. This is how it sounded.
Okay.
Somewhat of a mystery on my hands. I'm a custom home builder in North Scottsdale.
Oh, wait. No, wait. You're not. Don't say somewhat of a mystery. You sent this video to us this week, and I'm absolutely, completely, totally stumped. It's a big mystery. None of us have anything definitive. Turn off everything else in the house and listen closely. So, the rest of the story. We have that builder on the line right now. We've asked him to join us here briefly this morning. Mr. David.
Yes, sir.
Mr. David Reinheimer from the name of your company is Blackstone Development Home Building, as I understand it. And you reached out to us to try and solve this. Could you please fill all the Arizona homeowners in on where you and that homeowner stand today?
Yeah, so the largest noise was in the master bedroom right up against the refrigerator freezer combo. So we know we had lines of water pecs running down that wall, and you know, we opened up the wall and the pecs was all strapped with those black clips up against the studs. But in a few cases, the hot PEX was touching cold PEX, and the hot PEX was crossing an ABS black pipe. So the Rinnai instant hot water heater was giving us issues as well. and it was cycling at all times of day. It wasn't constantly giving us the recirc that we needed. And every time the recirc pump would kick on this Rinnai instant water heater, the hot PEX would kind of snap in the walls. And if it was next to an ABS pipe, or if it was next to a cold PEX pipe, it would just pop. We've since replaced the Rinnai water heater with a Navion, which has corrected that problem. And the homeowner is sleeping. he is sleeping through the night, and this problem has been solved.
Oh, David, that's great news. Well, we threw it out to our listeners and on a Saturday during the show, and by Monday, there were a number of responses. We had to decide what we were going to do with it. I said, just send them all straight to David. I said, I really don't have the time to sort through them. And David is apparently a good enough experienced custom home builder. He'll be able to sort through them quickly. So hope in some way some of the ideas we sent you help. But I'm just thankful for you and the homeowner that you were able to give them the peace and quiet to enjoy that new luxury custom home. Congratulations.
Thank you. And the rule of thumb is never, ever, ever, when installing PEX, have it touch an ABS pipe or any other pipe in the wall. It could be on the stud, but those pipes were acting almost as like a musical instrument. It was echoing throughout the house.
Fantastic. David, thanks a million for taking time to join us here this Saturday morning and give us the rest of the story.
I'm just glad it wasn't the ghost. I wouldn't know, that's right, know how to fix that.
All right. We've got callers lining up. Why don't we bring John into the conversation, see how we can help John. We do invite homeowners to give us a ring. Let us know what you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Before we go to John, the vote on mask burning party is running, what, about 8-1, yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. They say don't burn it. Let's just use scissors and cut them up.
Yeah, don't add pollution.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And somebody said it depends on where we are in the ranking, of course.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's bring John into the conversation and see how we can help Mr. John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rosie. Hey, it's always been a pleasure to listen to you over the decades, can I say?
Wow.
And, well, I'm not that old, but I guess I must have started young.
Okay.
We've got a fountain in the backyard, and I've been sitting here on hold, and I didn't measure it, but I would say the it's three bold wedding cake tiered. How's that for
okay.
a description?
Got it.
And it's the bottom bowl, I want to say, is 5 or 6 feet across. Does that sound about right?
Okay.
And it's nice to have the water running in March, April, and May, if you understand what I mean, because you open your bedroom window and you can hear it.
Absolutely.
So we had a motor fail, and we had a handyman fix it because we couldn't get any of the fountain people to come on out.
Okay.
And it worked, but it didn't have, I don't know if this is the right term, horsepower in the motor to elevate the water through the top crown. It would come out 4 to 6 inches and then kind of bubble up and then drizzle down and you get the drips into each pond as it got to the bottom, and then it would do it all over again.
Not the fountain ambiance you were looking for, huh?
No. I mean, I could have put a hole in the roof and waited for drips.
Okay.
So we went to a couple of fountain places that make these stone fountains, and they're not inexpensive, by the way. But
this is a pre-manufactured wedding cake-styled fountain. This isn't a one-of-a-kind, built-in-place fountain, correct?
That is correct. It's... It's not the the pointed on 16th Street with that big, gorgeous fountain.
Yeah.
That's not my backyard, no.
Well, let me ask you this. The pump we're replacing, is it a submersible pump that sits right in the bottom of the largest retention basin in the bottom? Or is it a detached motor that's plumbed back to the fountain?
No, it is a submersible pump because the handyman, he took the time to you disassemble it, and that's where we discovered it was not cemented together.
Okay.
Which makes total sense if you break a pipe.
Yes.
Good Lord.
You got a mess.
You know, you got to get a jackhammer and tear it apart.
Well, they make those little submersible pumps that will be, well, Jennifer and I have a fountain in our front courtyard that stands about 6 feet tall. And it is a copper fountain that we've had for, I don't know, over 20 years. And those submersible pumps ought to have the capacity and the ability to run that fountain. Somehow, some way, in reassembling that unit, I'd be wondering maybe if we didn't pinch a line or if the pump wasn't secure to the hose. Maybe there are different ratings of those submersible pumps. Maybe you need to take a look at the rating you bought and up it a little bit. But that the little submersible, little giant pumps are pretty darn good, and they will move a lot of water. So my guess is we're dealing with a line obstruction or a pump maybe that we bought with not quite the specifications or the horsepower we needed. Those would be the two areas I'd look at to see if we couldn't help you out. We've got John and Michael and others all loading up on the call here. We're going to have to wait till after the break to take y'all, so please be patient. We'll get to you as quick as we can. Jennifer's got some more updating from the Builder Show.
You want a couple points now?
Well,
or you want to wait?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I always feel guilty. I'm good at that. I thought, you know, you're going to the KBiz show and you know it's going to be a lot of smart technology. And so I wish I was more interested. I want to be. But I found out something very interesting. Even though many, many of the manufacturers are offering it because they think it's what everybody wants, here's the stats. 30% of kitchens in the United States and only 21% of the bathrooms have any smart technology. So I'm not
quite,
so odd after all.
Not getting quite the consumer demand that they were. It's coming.
Yeah, it's
speaking
invited,
of trends,
it's appealing,
coming.
But people aren't there yet. And I think as the next generation comes up, it'll be more and more popular. But then we talked about, you know, who's going to maintain that. It's not a DIY project generally to fix smart house technology. So maybe they'll do like the Tesla where you just upload your problems in the evening before you go to bed and the cloud comes in and fixes your house, right?
Tunes up your Tesla or tunes up your house.
Or your air conditioning or your refrigerator. It might change a lot.
Maybe we'll eventually get there. So we did hear that from a lot of people, that a lot of this smart technology isn't being adopted quite as quick as a lot of the manufacturers were anticipating and or hoping. But that generation is coming.
Well, I think also some of the issues are the security. You know, once they figure out the security issues, I mean, you don't want somebody hacking your refrigerator to find out what your bank account looks like. You know, it's just you know, it makes you a little vulnerable too. So they'll figure it all out, but it's still up and coming.
All right. So technology, colors, appliances, all just portions of things that we saw from the home show. And we'll finish talking about painting, and I want to talk a little bit about these roof leaks that we're dealing with. We've talked about the question we got most often at the office this week is, what do I do with blistering paint on a ceiling? Make sure the water's drained. Make sure you wait it out a good week or two to let everything up there dry. If the sheetrock sagged, there's a trick. While it's still damp, you can screw it back up sometimes. But the danger is, as you're screwing it back up, because it's damp and the paper's wet, you're going to take that screw and put it all the way through the sheetrock. So take a screw and put a washer on it and screw the sheetrock back up just to where the washer moves the sheetrock back up to its plain level position and allow it to dry in that position. It'll dry straight again. Once you've got that done, then you need to get a product called Kilz or a similar product, K-I-L-Z. And that water will have left a stain on the sheetrock. Let's say that stain's the size of a basketball. You'll take Kilz and spray that area twice or three times the size of the basketball. Let that kilns dry and then paint the whole ceiling. There's just a couple steps for you to take if you experience a roof leak in your house this past very, very refreshing rainstorm.